This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. Of course, everything there is free. Our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This is the show about your calls. You can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. So we're going straight to the phones and to the fun, to Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Eric.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call about the sex offender database that you talked about last night.
Yeah.
Let me start off by saying that I think there definitely needs to be one. It probably needs some changes, but let me throw out there why I think there needs to be one.
Okay.
Let's say that you're a father of three.
Okay.
And you move into a new neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say I go behind and I just put a landmine somewhere in the general neighborhood and nobody knows.
Yeah.
What are the odds that one of your three kids, in the course of their playing, will come across it and blow themselves up?
Well, there's probably decent odds.
Not real good, but it could happen.
Okay. Now let's say that I give you a warning that, somewhere in your neighborhood there is a landmine.
Uh-huh.
The odds go down, right? You show your kids what a landmine looks like. You tell them what to look for.
You can't look for any. You can't look for a landmine. They're buried.
I see
where you're going with this. Keep going. I want to hear the rest of it.
Now let's say I go out there and I tell you exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds your kids are going to trip over it?
I understand your point, Eric, but I'm sorry. What did parents do 20 years ago before there was a sex offender database? How did we keep our kids safe then?
There was no option.
How did we wash our clothes before washing machines?
Exactly. You can take that both ways. Now, so we've established that there needs to be one. Now, let me...
No, I don't think we've established that, but okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I will agree with you that, stuff needs to be changed. Somebody, a 19-year-old having sex with his 16-year-old girlfriend is a little bit ridiculous. I do think there needs to be something like a 5-year window that you can't be charged. If you're within 5 years of each other...
See, here's the problem, Eric. I mean, you have your opinion on what you think the window should be. Somebody else might think that that's totally inappropriate. There should be no window, that people under the age of 18 shouldn't be having sex. And someone else might think that there should be a 20-year window. I mean, you can't make these decisions based on your opinions because they're always going to be different from somebody else's. And it's probably not going to be your opinion that makes it into law. So we're always going to be dissatisfied with this particular system that we have, in which case there are going to be innocent people that might be put to death, as we discovered last night. This is because what we were talking about was two guys were put to death by some vigilante out there who wanted to take them out because they were in a sex offender database.
I'll take them out for you if you'd like, Eric, or you can go ahead and return your comment. That's up to you.
Well, I do also want to say that, Ian, you made the comment last night that there should be a private solution, and there already is. There's a site out there that works nationally. Works much better than the state and local sites.
But are they pulling their data from the state sites?
They. My understanding is they do pull their data from the state sites, but to be honest, I really don't have a problem with that. There has to be a way of getting that data easily, or otherwise it becomes just too expensive to even think about providing the service.
And that's another point. This is something that is costing taxpayer dollars, and personally, I don't want to pay for it. Because I'm sorry, I don't think that the sex offender database is a suitable substitute for good parenting, which is what it's essentially being sold as. Okay, parents, check the sex offender database to see if there's anybody in your neighborhood. If not, go ahead and let your kids outside and let them roam free. I think that's just the most irresponsible thing a parent can do if they care about their kids.
Well, the thing is, I mean, the data is already there. They already have it. They already have to have it publicly or semi-publicly available for sharing with other agencies. Now, whether it's the current government as we have it or as a DRO, I think somebody has this. Will always have this information on file.
Okay.
So, feeding it to or making it available to a private site for dissemination, I think is fine. I do think, like you said, they need to re-examine some of the laws. Like, having somebody register for life just for public urination does seem quite extreme, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem quite extreme. Again, here you're getting into the area where nobody's ever going to agree on what is a sex crime and what isn't. And I still would like to point out, once again, that if you're a parent and you're letting your kids run free based on the fact that your neighborhood's clean from sex offenders, does not mean that they're going to be safe from first-time offenders or from people that just haven't been caught yet. And how many of them are out there? So, parents, do your jobs and don't rely on the state. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's all I hear when I hear about the sex offender registry. Is it sounds almost like the parents are kind of using this as a crutch to make themselves feel good about the neighborhood that they live in.
I don't think that they're doing that at all.
It doesn't make it any less dangerous.
The landmine analogy is perfect. If you know the landmine's out there, your kids aren't going to step on it.
The landmine is going to be out there anyway, regardless of whether or not you're aware of it. Sex offenders...
So there's 9 landmines out there. You know where 2 are. Your kids are safer.
No, they're not any safer. If you teach your kids to not... If you teach them not to go with strangers.
It's nice that you can be so cavalier with people's most valuable asset.
I was a kid once, Manwich.
And you're not now. It's nice that you can be so cavalier with their most valuable asset.
I'm not being cavalier with it.
Each one of them is worth what a Ferrari is. I mean, that's how much they cost to raise. And you just want to see them get, kidnapped by sex offenders.
What are you talking about? I want to see them get kidnapped?
It seems to me that this whole right to privacy thing is really just more important to you than the possibility of kids getting raped.
You are a lunatic. I don't even think I believe that you believe what you're saying.
No, I don't. Okay. So, anyway, a gentleman called in last night and sort of left us speechless because he had all kinds of data that we hadn't seen before. I had a friend who worked in the Department of Corrections. He was a classification officer. He knew the data as far as recidivant rates and things like that. And he told me that sex offenders were the most likely to recidivize. And then he had this whole long tirade as to why they're bad people. And the gentleman said that wasn't true. And so
he said
it might have been
true for Florida, but not for the nation.
It might very well have been true for Florida, but it wasn't true for the nation. And I went and looked it all up. I don't know about Florida specifically. It looks like he's telling the truth. About 40% of sex offenders recidivize, and there's numbers that get significantly higher. Apparently, burglars cannot be trusted. Those guys, once they go in your house, they're just going to keep on going in people's houses.
Hmm.
But anyway...
What was their percentage rate?
It got into the 70s.
Wow.
But, basically...
Well, those guys are pros, man.
Apparently.
That's their job.
Well, not too pro. Because they keep going to jail. But I would imagine that sex offenders go for longer, generally, so are less likely. I don't know. Anyhow, I also think that once somebody gets caught for some kind of screwy little sex crime and goes to jail for it, they're much less likely to do anything else that would be sex crime offended, whereas your 40% are your hardcore deviants.
Yeah.
Now, also, I have some numbers here that he sort of made it seem like it's very unlikely that you would be caught for... That somebody would rape a kid, it'd be much more likely that they would rape a woman. So I have some data here or at least a little blurb from one of the things that really shows that that's not exactly true.
Okay.
So he was partly true and partly mistaken. And I just, I did a lot of research today and I
got it.
Coalesced it down. Okay, so data from police recorded incidents of rape in 3 states showed that 44% of rape victims were under 18 years old. That's 44% 18 years old or under. So
okay.
That means 44% that's rape cases, are under the age of 18. So, yeah, it could very well be kids. And 2/3 of violent sex offenders serving time in state prisons said their victims were younger than 18. An estimated 15% of imprisoned rapists and 45% of those sentenced for other kind of rape charges, statutory rape, whatever, said that their victims were 12 years old or younger. So, yes.
Whoa.
Apparently, kids are... what sex offenders value.
Which is why parents should keep an eye on their kids instead of relying on a silly database to do it. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of good stuff for you, including the updates. Whenever there's something that you need to know about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So we're back at the sex offender controversy here. And you have an email, Manwich.
Well, you know, it seems like controversies last a couple of days on Free Talk Live until people really wear
the snow penis controversy lasted for a week.
It must have very well for a very long time. All right, from Jay. In regards to our conversation about sex offenders, Manwich, you were accused of being a fascist by your counterparts on the air. Torgo made the argument that you were inconsistent in your view because you allow government to control the issues of sex offenders, but you don't want it to control other areas.
Right. For instance, it's okay with you that there's a sex offender registry, but not a murderer registry or not a thief registry.
Well, we didn't actually touch on that at any point, but it is a slippery slope and is probably the weakest part of the sex offender argument.
Okay.
And all I'm saying is, all I've ever said about the sex offender registry is, I believe that the market wants it. People want this. So even if the government doesn't do it, I think that credit reporting agencies should be free to do it, and they're going to.
In which case, I'm fine with it. As long as it's being funded on a voluntary basis, fine. I don't care how many murderer, rapist databases you have out there.
But the thing is you're going to have a rapist database, and then you're going to have murders, and pretty soon every little traffic ticket and all that stuff is going to be viewable.
You think there's a demand for a traffic ticket database? I don't think so.
I think that there's a level of demand for it.
I think the insurance companies would like to know if you've got traffic tickets, but I don't think
That's
any of your neighbors would care.
That's a demand.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Right.
All your information is going to be available at some point through private entities. And if, you know, that essentially you have
an
to
information
go one,
society.
One way or the other. And I would like to see sex offender databases, but it is a slippery slope. Anyway, I wanted to make the point that we are libertarians. Minarchists are not anarchists. And we agreed to some encroachment in our personal liberty for the establishment of a limited government. I accept that the system will monitor, albeit not very well, the protection of personal life and pursuit of happiness. We all know the human animal can live well in complete anarchy, forming groups and mobs of about 300 people. This is the base level and natural state of our existence. But when humans decide to collect and benefit from a larger society through specialization and economics, they also accept a certain amount of government. It is this agreement and acceptance that enables large societies to function because it gives its citizens confidence in law, order, and justice. This perception, sadly enough, is more valuable than its truth, which you guys are great at questioning. It would be nice if the world could work otherwise, but in my humble opinion, it can't. So, don't see acceptance of small government as an act against your principles. It is an acceptance of an objective reality and a willingness to give up a few ideals to participate in the benefits of a larger social structure and economy.
Well, I disagree.
There you go.
And I don't qualify myself as a libertarian as much as I am a free marketeer.
Yes. MIC. We all know that the government is ineffective and does not work well. But in turn, it's very effective at keeping a society together collectively from breaking into feudal groups and giving its citizens the confidence to invest and specialize. Its notion is what is effective here, not necessarily its action.
I'm sorry, I disagree with that. I think government encourages people to feud, from what I've seen at least. Government says, okay, here we are, we're a big violent gang of thugs, and if you come and vote, you might be able to control us. And so then you get people that are interested in controlling the violent gang of thugs, like the bad Christians that want to enforce their religious views on others, or, for instance, other groups that may want to enforce their views on the Christians that the Christians may not like. I mean, look at the school board for a perfect example of how it is that there's this constant struggle over control of government. I don't think it does anything to bring society together. I think government actually pits us against one another, and it's very destructive in that way. I'm sorry.
Do you think a small government pits people against each other, or just a large
Even
government?
Even a small local government is still going to have a school board. I mean, if we can get rid of these
things.
No,
I don't mean a small government over a small area. I mean a small national government is what I was referring to.
Small federal government, there's not really any sort of...
Right, there wouldn't be any
impetus. There would certainly be less strife if there was a small government. But nonetheless, the fact that government exists means it can be a tool to be used against people. And I'm not a fan of that. Is that it? Is there more of this email?
There is. Stop giving manwiches a hard time for realizing the basic foundations of a society.
I will never stop giving manwich a hard time.
This show would fall apart.
Okay, go ahead.
Would rely on simple government. Anarchy does not work because it does not give individuals within a society the perception of a solid framework to build on and participate in.
Oh, but baby, you don't have a solid framework.
Actually, from what we've read, it worked fine in medieval Iceland. They had anarchy then.
He said that anarchy would work in groups of 300 people, working as, you know, uh-huh. these groups. That's it. And then they would elect these, just in Iceland, there's probably the same sort of number of people.
Well, with anybody who's calling for a small government, I'm curious as to what areas he would like government to regulate people's lives in. You know, what areas is he said he was willing to give up some of his liberties in order to have certain services from the government. Well, what if he's willing to give up certain liberties that I'm not willing to give up? Is that going to be a problem? Is there going to be a conflict there? I bet there is.
Generally, everyone, the smaller government people tend to believe that the federal government should maintain the military, the Navy, people like the interstate system.
You know, if your government can maintain all of these things on a voluntary basis, fine. Go ahead and have yourself a military and all the other things that you want to have with your federal government. If it can do it on a voluntarily funded basis. If it can't, then I have a problem with it. And I'll continue to have a problem with it. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump into my email box here. This one from the federal agent in regards to the death penalty, another issue that we've covered recently on Free Talk Live. He says, I support the death penalty. I agree with you guys in that I believe that it should be harder to give the death penalty, but there are ways to make certain that you do have the right person. For instance, if you have a video showing the capital crime, then if there's no doubt, give them death. If you have a crime in which there are many eyewitnesses, then give them death. I would agree with you guys that an innocent person may be killed someday, but we can try to prevent that by reviewing all the death penalty cases. I think that we should be giving these guys a truth serum drug.
There we go. It's always going to go to the Minority Report sort of
the
weirdness.
Fantastic.
Because it has to, because we're imperfect. And we're trying to, if you're arguing for the death penalty, and you know that we're imperfect, and you've accepted that premise, you have to go to the fantastic.
What do you think in that case, though, of the video evidence, of the irrefutable evidence of someone committing a capital crime? Do you think the death penalty is appropriate there?
The reason that I don't is simply because weird things happen, and you still don't know for sure if you got the right person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen enough movies where, you know, it's made to be a big, huge plot, and it looks like this one person did it, and then they didn't. Now, yeah. I'm not saying movies are real or anything like that.
What if the video footage is questionable? What if it just looks like the guy? What if it was his twin? More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here. Oh, we already did that.
FreeTalkLive.com. It's like programmed to say
that's
stuff.
Right. That's right. FreeTalkLive.com. Hey, the wiki is there for you. It's totally free, like everything else is at FreeTalkLive.com. The interesting part about the wiki is that we haven't done anything to it, Manwich. It's been
not really,
99.9% edited and created by the listeners. We turned it on, we turned the key, set you loose on it, and you guys have created over 500 pages worth of content on the wiki, and there's more being created every day. wiki.freetalklive.com, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free. You log in, create yourself an account, it's easy. And then at that point, you can edit anything that's on there. Almost anything, except for the front page. That's the only thing that's got some restrictions on it. But otherwise, anything goes. wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email from the federal agent, and he's talking about the death penalty. He's for it. He says that if you're darn sure that somebody committed a crime, then you should have those people put to death. And let me continue with some of his thoughts here. He says that I would agree with you guys. He says, I think that the crazy guy you spoke of on Saturday should not be given medicine to make him sane enough to die. I think they should just kill him. Who cares if he knows that he's about to die?
I sort of agree that if you think that the death penalty is a good idea, that making a guy sane in order to kill him just is
silly,
weirdly cruel.
He says, I totally disagree with your restitution idea. If a family member of mine is killed, I want the criminal to die. I don't want money. If I don't get to them before the cops do, I want them to die. I believe that vengeance is a good thing, says the Fed. I don't think that it makes me less of a civil person. It just means that I have a different idea of justice.
Well, vengeance is great. I'm totally for vengeance. I just think that it's up to the family members to get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody kills my mom, I might just get myself into a little trouble and end up in the county jail where this guy is.
Right.
And then take care of him myself, if it's that important to me.
I see.
But I don't think that it's the obligation of the government to, you know, mete out my vengeance.
Nor should, okay, I see where the Fed's coming from in that he has a different value system in regards to what he wants to see done to a murderer. And that's fine. However, he shouldn't be able to use the government to tax everyone in a given area in order to put that murderer to death. So, yeah, if you want to get your vengeance, go get it on your own time or hire someone else to do it for you. But to expect those that don't agree with the death penalty to pay for it, I think, is a bit of a contradiction. He says,
well, you're willing to lay waste to innocent people's lives in order to get what you want in this particular circumstance. And that shows a flawed system, to my mind.
When you say you're willing to lay waste to innocent people's lives, you're talking
about... I mean
about
that there's 120-something
right.
people since 1971 that have been released from death row. Only about 15 of them were due to DNA evidence. That means that we have a flawed system for sending people to death row.
No doubt.
And that means that some people that we've killed since 1971 have been innocent.
It also might
mean, if you support the death penalty, you're willing to kill innocent people in order to back up your beliefs.
Plus, it also might mean that if there's a murder that occurs and one of your family members dies, and the cops come forward with a suspect... Usually when the cops come forward with a suspect, everybody says, that's it, he did it, put him to death because the cops are apparently infallible, and because they have a suspect, it must mean that that was the guy that did it. When, in fact, what if it wasn't that guy?
And you never know. I mean, the cops could be, they're under pressure to do their jobs. They need to come up with somebody. If you don't think that cops are, they have a meeting weekly where the detectives get together with the chief detective, and the chief detective says, so, how is that?
What's working on that case?
Yeah, what's happened on the Free Talk Live case where they murdered the skinny loudmouth co-host for, or the loudmouth host for spouting off anarchist ideas?
Well, we haven't come up with anything on that.
Well, you better come up with something on it. There's people that want to know about this case.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. There's pressure on these guys to perform. So mistakes can happen.
Great point. He says, I believe in the old-fashioned method of justice. Self-sufficiency means if someone hurts your family, then you get to them and make the guy disappear. One question for you. I know libertarians don't believe in the initiation of force, but what is the initiation of force? If I know that Muhammad is getting some supplies together to come and kill me, does that count as the initiation of force? I presume he means if he's getting supplies together, is that the initiation of force? No, I don't think it is. It's a threat, possibly, if you've been threatened, in which case, you know, if you came across the information that there was someone who was plotting to kill you, what would you be able to do about that?
Well, first off, it's difficult to know whether it's true or not.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I've never been in a circumstance where somebody has been plotting to kill me, and I've known about it. You would sit up and wait for them to come.
Right.
And I'll tell you, having surprise on your side in the attack is a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But having surprise on your side in the defense,
even better.
It's really a great place to be.
Right.
Because so you can just be sitting in your house with all the weapons you've got ready to go.
That's a great point. So so get your defenses up, put up fences, put up security systems, whatever you need to do to protect yourself. He says, I know that, Muhammad. Oh, or do I have to wait until he moves to push the button before I say, don't do it, and then I double tap to the body and one to the head? If someone kills a family member, is that the initiation of force? Do I then have the right to take them out? When does self-defense become the initiation of force? Is it 10 minutes later, or is it the next day? To that last question, I don't know the answer to that.
That's
question.
A tough one. It really is.
Because by law, and I don't necessarily support this, but the way the law is if you wait till the next day, then it is initiation of force. But if you're there at the occurrence of the first initiation of force, then it's self-defense. But where that dividing line should be drawn, I don't know. Should you be able to get vengeance at any point after a crime has been committed? That's a wonderful question. If you have an answer, 1-800-259-9231. I don't propose to have them all.
Well, I think that, to me, what I would like to see happen in a circumstance where somebody goes and gets vengeance is I would like to see whatever law enforcement body there is arrest the person, take them, put them through the system, and then for them to get a trial, and then for the jury to find them innocent.
Then to decide.
I would really, I believe that that's the way it should be.
That might be the best way to make those decisions. Put it up each time for their decision. Let's go to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Brett. Brett in Iowa, going once.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about this death penalty thing.
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Basically, I just kind of wanted to say, in a way, I support the death penalty, and the only reason I can say that, obviously, I only support punishment by the law for violent or forcible crimes or
mm-hmm.
theft, things like that. I mean, I think we all agree on that. Drug
sure.
offenders, I don't consider those guys criminals. But on the one hand, I've heard numbers as high as it costs, $70,000 a year per prison inmate.
We've even heard higher than that, but
yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, and exactly, and so...
You're coming at it from the monetary aspect.
Exactly. I would rather, only if the person is 100%, if you're 100% sure that that person committed the crime. Now, I know you guys already covered that, a video still isn't really sufficient evidence in some
cases. I think the only case I could ever support a death penalty is if the accused actually says, I would like to be killed,
and I did it.
Yeah.
I still don't really want the government killing... I don't want the government in the business of killing its own citizens.
Yeah.
I don't like it in the business of killing anyone, but killing its
either.
Own citizens
scares
me.
In regards to the monetary excuse, if we had a more of a restitution-based system, then the person who is being jailed would literally be paying for their jailing on their own, and it wouldn't cost us anything. So there's a way that we could rework the system to change that to everyone's satisfaction. Thanks for the call, Brett. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to dig around. There's no membership fee, no hoops to jump through. They're just free. Right there, freetalklive.com. Go get them. In fact, we have over a year's worth of archives. Again, freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the death penalty as well as, let's see. Oh, Manuel is on the line. Let's go to him because he's got something different for us. Manuel in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hello?
Hey, Manuel. Hello? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, it's like the death penalty. You know, I was thinking it's the same kind of issue that we were dealing with the run up to the Iraq war with.
Wait, do we have the right call? Who is this? Is this Dave or Manuel?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Oh, well, hi, Dave, in Texas. All right, Dave, well, we'll go with you since you're here. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, regarding the initiation of force and what the discussion earlier, it was like the same issue led up to the Iraq war with the preemptive versus preventive war,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to be the same kind of issue but applied, you know, internationally or in terms of state and war, versus the individual, and it's a personal fight, but it's the same question. And
great point.
I personally think that it is good and justified if the state believes that the person will escape or kill somebody else, because if we know this person's a wanton, heinous killer and we keep them alive and they kill somebody else, and that happens a lot,
you're saying that we should,
it would be justifiable.
Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that we should kill people because there's a chance they could escape from prison?
There's two conditions that we absolutely knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that they or even if they admitted it, that they were guilty. And two, if this person is such a danger to society that they might kill someone in prison, they might escape, and they're so dangerous, then. But otherwise, I think the death penalty should be used in extremely rare cases. Because
if we have it, it will get used because it's like a guy with a hammer. So some states use it in extremely rare circumstances. Some states are like Texas, and they just want to wipe out a certain segment of their population. The thing is, when we have it, you can't say in the case of people that confess, because then nobody will confess except crazy people who didn't do it.
Some people want to die.
There are very few of them, but then why do we want to kill them? Why do we want to set them free? Why don't we just put them in an 8x8 room?
$180,000 a year to keep them in prison.
Okay, as I pointed out before we went to break, we could simply rearrange our justice system to make it so that prisoners actually have to pay restitution, which means they'd be actually paying the prison to keep them there, where taxpayers wouldn't have to pay these outrageous costs. Prisons should be funding themselves instead of having taxpayer dollars fund them.
Well, do you know about the prisoners now? In some states are actually doing telemarketing, and they're doing outsourced labor for corporations.
Right.
Subsidized.
Yeah. The problem is that the bureaucrats in charge of the prison get to control most of the money that comes in for the inmates, and then the inmates get paid a little bit of that, and so they're siphoning it off and they're doing what politicians generally do. I think the inmates should be paid their full value and then required to pay for their own housing and things like that.
Right, and if they don't want to do the job, if they don't want to work, then they'll starve to death.
I like that system.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Drew in Texas, also listening on Radio Free Austin. Hello, Drew. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to bring this from a different direction. What I've been hearing a lot of is, if someone were to kill one of my family members and always being me or my family is the victim, and then what do we think about the death penalty? Well, what if my brother, who is a great guy who wouldn't harm anyone, somehow is found guilty and is then sentenced to death? Now what do I think about the death penalty?
Great question.
Whether it's justly or unjustly served or not, I then have to really rethink what I think about the death penalty. My brother's about to get killed.
Of course.
What do I think about that? So, it's real easy to always put ourselves in the victim perspective, but what if...
We found, interestingly enough, Drew, we did, by the way, do this
on Saturday night when we talked about this the first time.
Right. When you get a true believer in the death penalty on the line and you approach them with what you just said, they will just simply come back and say, well, that wouldn't happen to my brother.
Can't happen to them. Absolutely couldn't happen to them because they are so good.
We're infallible.
Right.
The system would never mess up with my family.
Imagine if your morals are what they are, that they're so, it's so important to you that you have to kill people in order to, to make your system work, then you don't believe for a second that anything could go wrong in your world.
Right.
I mean, they believe so strongly in what they believe in that they're willing to kill people for it.
Right.
You can't tell them anything.
Right. And they're somehow exempted from ever being a suspect in any sort of a crime because they believe they're good law-abiding citizens. Well, as you pointed out, man, which over 120 people in the past few decades have been exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
They were found totally innocent of the charges and released from jail. It's a sad situation. Any final thoughts for us, Drew?
Well, I think that this really goes a little bit to a deeper issue, and some broader political spectrums. Of living in a free society, there are always trade-offs. I would rather live in a free society where I know that inherent in that freedom, that means there's going to be some dangers.
Sure.
But I would rather have that
than live in a police state totalitarian system.
I'm with you, Drew. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show on the way here. Man, we still got some more emails in regards to taxes and a vision of libertarianism in the future.
I like that one.
Plus, Scottish police are throwing in the towel on the drug war. We'll fill you in there. Also, the FCC being sued. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Watering plants is like gassing up your car. Both provide fuel. Water for plants to grow and gas for cars to go. But if a little bit's good, is more better? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Like Goldilocks suggested, just right is best when watering plants and refueling your car. Like flower pots, don't let gas tanks run completely dry before refueling. Because when your car runs out of gas, debris from your tank is sucked into the engine, causing performance problems and potential repairs. But don't overfill either. Excess fuel flows from your gas tank into a reservoir, but then can be drawn into the engine, causing flooding. So how much gas is just right? 2 clicks of the pump when you're refueling. Remember, 2 clicks only. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We are auctioning a banner. In fact, it's the second banner ad on our website. We like to put them up for auction to see, well, what they're worth. Because we figure, let the market decide. So go to auction.freetalklive.com. Maybe you've got a product or a service or something that you want to promote. You can do it through our website. We'll get you a month on the second banner, the entire site, for, well, whatever the price is. Last time I looked, it was at $25. You can go place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. Again, auction.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Charles in Texas. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, thank you. I have a simple question.
Well, sure.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what culture, religion, testosterone, and estrogen have in common?
Great. Sounds like a good question. No, I don't know.
What is that? What culture and religion that estrogen and testosterone have in common?
Yeah.
I didn't even understand the question.
What do they all four, those four items have in common?
Culture, religion, testosterone, and estrogen.
I have no idea.
Humans have them?
Well, yeah, but...
I don't know.
If you have a liberal definition of religion and culture, then animals, other animals also.
What, you broke up a little bit.
The answer is the side effect on the brain is I'm right and you want to do what I say.
I don't understand. That's a little obscure. Manish, do you get that?
Help me out. He'll explain it more thoroughly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you there? Charles?
Testosterone has an effect on the brain, and taken in mega doses, such as with Arnold Schwarzenegger, that he wants to be the leader and you want to follow.
I see.
So that's I'm right and you want to do what I say.
So testosterone, religion, culture, and what was the other one?
Estrogen.
So you're saying they all have effects on the brain?
Yeah, and they're the same side effect. One of the same side effects is I'm right, and you want to do what I say.
I see. You've tied it all together now for me. I appreciate that. And Charles, thank you for calling in tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, smarter guys would have gotten that right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just a couple dumb talk show hosts. can you sneak this death penalty email in here? Final thoughts from someone?
At this kind of time, I doubt it very seriously. Let me give it a shot, though. I was listening to Saturday Night Show via podcast, and the caller came in lauding the success of the death penalty, and I felt to write you an email that brought to mind the name of the woman, Joy Gilchrist, who was fired in 2001 after working for at least 15 years as the head of forensic science in Oklahoma City. So what's she fired for? Gilchrist has been repeatedly accused of false testimony and shoddy results in her work during the past 15 years. She's been involved in approximately 3,000 cases, including at least 23 where defendants were eventually sentenced to death and have either been executed or remain on death row. Upon further Googling, I discovered that during her tenure, 11 people were sentenced to death and executed before discovering the woman's wrongdoing. No mention was made as to whether the further investigation of these people's execution revealed. Basically, look, man. Sometimes people do shoddy work. Sometimes people just falsify documents in order to...
A government bureaucrat, forensics bureaucrat, not doing her job appropriately enough, leading to false convictions, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And in the courtroom, it would have seemed like what one of our callers said earlier. It would have seemed like, you know, preponderance of the evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
I mean, the forensics expert says, this guy did it.
Right.
Well, she's wrong.
She's just lying because she didn't feel like doing the work.
People got killed as a result of it. Hope she enjoyed her paychecks. 1-800-259-9231. The FCC is being sued. Also, we'll talk about libertarianism in the future, taxes, and more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.